KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear. We're at 36 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 54 and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Anita Rescue, Wyota First Responders, and Cass EMS were dispatched to the scene of a semi-tractor trailer rollover accident early this morning. The accident happened around 3:20 a.m. off Interstate 80 westbound between mile marker 65 and 66. The vehicle was said to have been in the median. Two people were trapped in the vehicle for a time, one with an arm injury. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy was able to extricate the accident victims from the vehicle within about 10 minutes prior to the arrival of rescue. The driver was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic for treatment of what were described as minor injuries. Additional details are currently not available. The state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning as of 6:30 indicated that since 10 a.m. Wednesday, there have been 1,129 new positive test results for COVID-19 returned from the labs for a total of 102,941 positive. There are five more positive cases of the virus in Cass County for a total of 252. Across our listening area, there are 31 more positive cases of COVID-19 in Pottawatomie County, 24 additional cases in Harrison County, 9 more in Mills County, 7 in Union County, 6 in Shelby County, and 4 or less in each of the remaining counties that we report on. You can see the entire list in the same story on the news page. There have also been 13 more deaths statewide since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total since the beginning of the pandemic of 1,505. And 1,013 of those were said to have been related to pre-existing medical conditions. Hospitalizations are up from 473 on Wednesday to 482 today. 107 patients with COVID-19 are in intensive care. Six people were admitted to a hospital within the past nearly 24 hours. 49 are on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, 29 people are hospitalized, 8 in an ICU, 2 were admitted, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. There are still 61 long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa, no change from yesterday. 1,461 positive cases of COVID-19 among the patients and staff at those facilities. And they report 735 persons have recovered from the virus. There are 757 deaths recorded at LTCs since the outbreak began. Red Oak police say 34-year-old Michael Raymond Lakers of Red Oak was arrested around 9:35 p.m. Wednesday in connection with an assault that took place earlier that evening. Lakers was found in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300 on a charge of simple assault. The Carroll Police Department yesterday reported that four people were arrested early Wednesday following a shooting incident that took place late Tuesday night that resulted in an unidentified 31-year-old man from Ames suffering from two gunshot wounds to his lower torso. The victim was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital before being taken to a trauma center in Des Moines for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. According to police, two search warrants were conducted, one at 512 East 18th Street in Carroll, the other at 506 East 18th Street. And during the search, a firearm, suspected narcotics, and ammunition was collected. Police say 31-year-old Triesha Jones of Carroll was charged with assault. 30-year-old Camille Garnett of Carroll was charged with child endangerment and disorderly conduct. 27-year-old Glenisha Myers of Carroll was charged with assault. And 31-year-old Cliff Urban from Hammond, Indiana, was arrested on a federal warrant for making a false statement and the acquisition of a firearm. Police say additional charges were pending based on items found in the execution of the two search warrants. Authorities say their investigation began when Carroll police received multiple calls at around 11:57 p.m. Tuesday about a person who was shot in the front of 512 East 18th Street in Carroll. The callers reported they heard three gunshots and one person was wounded. The suspects were taken into custody not long after officers arrived on the scene and began their investigation. Carroll County Sheriff's Office assisted at that scene. Well, a burn ban is in effect for Adair and Guthrie counties until further notice. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp reports a state fire marshal approved requests from Kemp to prohibit open burning in both Adair and Guthrie counties until such time as the activity does not constitute a danger to life or property. Kemp made the request after consulting with the fire chiefs in each respective county. Any violation of the proclamation order is a simple misdemeanor. In our funeral announcements, Stella McCurdy, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Stella McCurdy will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charles Chuck Redinger, age 84, of Springfield, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died October the 8th. Services for Chuck Redinger will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Walnut Lawn Funeral Home in Springfield, Missouri. and will be available live stream on the funeral home's Facebook page. Diane Garrison, age 63, of Ashland, Nebraska, died October 8th. A wake and funeral service for Diane Garrison will be today at 5 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Bob Nymand, Sr., age 90, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A family visitation for Bob Nymand, Sr. will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. today, followed by a prayer service at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Darlene Jean Jones, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. An open visitation for Darlene Jones will be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold, with the family not present at any specific time. A celebration of life for Darlene Jones will be held sometime in 2021. Loween Christensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Monday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. Funeral services for Loween Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Leroy Roberts, age 74, of Oakland, died October 8th at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Richard Roberts will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church, with Recon Vieth Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. Lois Matteson, age 87, of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Matteson will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Corisco Larkin Staskowitz Funeral Home in Omaha. Anita J. Godwin, age 96, of Exira, died October 8th at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Anita Godwin will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died August 29th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Ernst will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Also, Larry Henkel, age 75, of Earlham, died Saturday at the VA Central Iowa Health System in Des Moines. Public graveside services for Larry Henkel will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Earlham Cemetery, with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lydia Anderson, age 101, of Blair, Nebraska, and formerly of Exira, died Monday. Graveside services for Lydia Anderson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Bethany Lutheran Cemetery, northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gary Glenn Reed, age 83, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life for Gary Reed will be held October 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.